Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I give honor to my bishop and my pastor tonight.
Doy honor a mi obispo y a mi pastor.
I love this family of God. How many love our leadership tonight?
Yo amo esta familia. ¿Cuántos aman el liderazgo?
Thank you, Jesus. Give honor to their wives and their children. Give honor to my wife and children tonight.
Doy honor a mi esposa y a mis hijos también.
I count it an honor every time I'm able to be home and be in the house of the Lord with them.
Lo cuento un honor siempre estar en casa y estar en la casa con ellos.
There's no greater place to be with your family than in the house of the Lord.
No hay mejor lugar que puedes estar que en la casa del Señor.
Thank you, Jesus. Give honor to this my wonderful church family, this great congregation tonight.
Doy honor a esta iglesia, mi familia, mi congregación.
I believe the Lord wants to help us tonight.
Yo creo que Dios nos quiere ayudar esta noche.
If I can turn your attention to Judges chapter 16.
Vamos a ir a Jueces 16.
We'll begin reading at verse 15.
Vamos a estar en verso 15.
Thank you, Jesus. Judges chapter 16 and 15. Grateful for what God is doing around here.
Agradecido por lo que Dios está haciendo aquí.
Before I read, I just want to share that wherever I am, I'm tuning in.
Antes de leer, quiero compartir donde quiera que estoy mirando en línea.
And I have church in between church services.
Y tengo iglesia entre las iglesias.
And I have church after church services.
Y tengo iglesia después del servicio.
I just have a move of God with you whether I'm here or not.
Yo me muevo con Dios, esté aquí o no.
I love what's going on in Birmingham, Alabama.
Amo lo que está sucediendo en esta iglesia.
Amen. Judges chapter 16, verse 15. The Bible says, and she said, this is Delilah and Samson's encounter here. And she said unto him, how canst thou say, I love thee, when thine heart is not with me? Thou hast mocked me these three times, and hast not told me wherein thy great strength lieth. And it came to pass, when she pressed him daily with her words and urged him, so that his soul was vexed unto death, that he told her all his heart, and said unto her, there hath not come a razor upon mine head, for I have been a Nazarite unto God from my mother's womb. If I be shaven, then my strength will go from me, and I shall become weak, and I'll be like any other man. And when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, come up this once, for he has showed me all his heart. Then the lords of the Philistines came up unto her and brought money in their hand. And she made him sleep upon her knees. She called for a man and caused him to shave off the seven locks of his head. And she began to afflict him, and his strength went from him. And she said, the Philistines be upon thee, Samson. And he awoke out of his sleep and said, I will go out as other times before and shake myself. And he wist not that the Lord was departed from him. But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza and bound him with fetters of brass. And he did grind in the prison house. Howbeit the hair of his head began to grow again after he was shaven. Drop down to verse 28. After the Philistines had brought Samson from the prison, they wanted to embarrass him by exposing him for sport.
Lo querían avergonzar exponiéndolo ahí en el por deporte.
We see that the Bible says in verse 28,
veremos en el versículo 28,
Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which the house stood and on which it was borne up, of the one with his right hand and the other with his left hand. And Samson said, let me die with the Philistines. And he bowed himself with all his might. And the house fell upon the lords and upon all the people that were therein. And so the dead which he slew at his death were more than they which he slew in his life. I feel like the Holy Ghost wants to help us tonight.
Yo siento que Dios nos quiere ayudar esta noche.
The Lord has spoken to me. I've got direction for tonight.
El Señor me ha hablado. Tengo dirección esta noche.
I want to help somebody if I can.
Quiero ayudar a alguien si puedo.
I want to preach tonight with the help of the Holy Ghost, growing while grinding.
Quiero predicar creciendo, moliendo mientras creciendo.
Growing while grinding.
Moliendo mientras creciendo.
Come on, let's place our Bibles to the side right now. Let's lift up our hands right now.
Pongan su Biblia a un lado, vamos a levantar las manos.
Lord Jesus, we ask you, oh God, to have your way in this service. I pray, oh God, that you anoint me, Lord Jesus, as your vessel tonight. Anoint every person that's in this room, Lord. Let your word fall on good ground tonight. Let it take root. Let it produce fruit, oh God. I pray that chains would be broken by the power that's in the name of Jesus and the authority that's in the word of God. Lord, have your way in this place. And we'll be do nothing but give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And somebody shout, in Jesus' name. Put your hands together one more time for the Lord.
Pongan sus manos juntas, aplauden una vez más.
You can be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Se pueden sentar en la casa de Dios.
Samson was chosen by God.
Sansón fue escogido por Dios.
And upon his conception, he was miraculously ordained by God.
Y en su nacimiento fue ordenado por Dios.
There were certain stipulations of this Nazarite vow.
Habían ciertas reglas de esta de este compacto que hizo él.
No strong drink could be consumed.
No podía tener bebida fuerte.
No consumption of unclean things.
No podía comer cosas sucias.
And the mandate of his uncut hair.
Y el mandato de que no se podía cortar el pelo.
Samson grew, and the Bible says that the Lord blessed him.
Sansón creció y dice la Biblia que lo bendijo Dios.
But unfortunately, through the pages of Samson's story,
pero desafortunadamente en la historia de Sansón,
we see that he blurs the lines of work and consecration.
Miramos que se olvida de las líneas de trabajo y consagración.
With play,
con juegos,
and gambling,
y apuestas.
He used his strength as the Spirit of the Lord would come upon him.
Usó su fuerza mientras el Espíritu del Señor vino sobre él.
He used it to exact vengeance upon the enemies of God.
Lo usó para echar venganza contra los enemigos de Dios.
But somewhere in these lines of Scripture, he also used his strength for personal gain.
Pero en las líneas de la escritura también él usó las fuerzas para ganancias propias.
The scripture tells us that he broke his vows and his consecration grew more of an obligation than an anointing in his own sight.
La Biblia dice que perdió, él rompió sus promesas y la unción no le funcionó.
I hope we don't miss that tonight.
Yo espero que no perdamos eso esta noche.
That the consecration that he was supposed to be living in,
la consagración en la cual él tenía que estar viviendo,
became an obligation.
Se hizo una obligación.
It was something that he had to do.
Era algo que tenía que hacer.
Rather than a place where he could operate and desire to operate in.
No lugar donde podía operar y desear operar ahí.
But he would touch the unclean thing.
Pero él tocó las cosas que estaban sucias.
He would drink the strong drink.
Él tomaba las bebidas fuertes.
But he wanted to keep his strength.
Pero quería mantenerse con fuerzas.
Because that was the thing that was convenient for him.
Porque era lo que convenía.
And so we see in Scripture as we fast forward.
Miramos en la escritura mientras nos adelantamos.
That now he is lying in the lap of Delilah.
Ahora está acostado en las piernas de Dalila.
And in our scripture text tonight, in verse 15.
Y la escritura dice en verso 15.
We see that Delilah would urge him and push him to expose his heart to her.
Miramos que Dalila lo urge para que descubra su corazón.
Understand tonight that it was the very thing that the enemy wanted from him.
Entiende esta noche era lo que el enemigo quería de él.
It wasn't necessarily the strength that Samson had.
No era las fuerzas que tenía Sansón.
But as you read in scripture, it was his heart that the enemy wanted.
Pero era el corazón del enemigo que quería el enemigo.
Samson's heart was attached to the secret of his strength.
El corazón de Sansón estaba atado a la fuerza.
But unfortunately, it was not attached to his consecration.
Pero no estaba atado a su consagración.
He exposed to Delilah what he cared most about.
Él descubrió a Dalila lo que él quería más.
Which was his hair.
Que era su cabello.
But he never mentioned those things that he'd already broken.
Pero nunca mencionó las cosas que ya había quebrado.
He never mentioned those things that he had already devalued.
Él no mencionó las cosas que ya no tenía valor en ella.
He just knew that in my hair lieth great strength.
Solo sabía que en su cabello tenía fuerzas.
And in verse 18, the Bible says, when Delilah saw that he had told her all his heart.
Y en la Biblia cuando dice Dalila que le contó todo su corazón.
That's when she called for the lords of the Philistines, saying.
Ahí llamó a los principados de los filisteos diciendo.
Come up this once, for he hath showed me all his heart.
Vengan ahorita porque ya me descubrió todo su corazón.
You got to understand, it was the very thing that Samson had in his heart.
Tienes que entender la cosa que tenía en su corazón.
It showed upon his head.
Estaba sobre su cabeza.
And Delilah had a simple revelation.
Y Dalila tuvo una revelación simple.
That where your treasure is,
donde está tu tesoro,
that's where your heart will be also.
Ahí estará tu corazón también.
And he never treasured the consecration.
Y nunca tocó la consagración.
But he treasured the benefit that he would get from his hair.
Pero tesoró el beneficio que recibió de su cabeza.
He was in love with the strength. He was in love with the feeling of the anointing.
Estaba enamorado con la fuerza, con la, el sentimiento de la unción.
But he was not in love with the anointing from God.
Pero no estaba enamorado de la unción de Dios.
He wasn't in love of the God of the anointing.
No estaba enamorado con el Dios de la unción.
He wasn't in love with the God of that strength.
No estaba enamorado con el Dios de esas fuerzas.
And so it was easy for the enemy to afflict him.
Era fácil que el enemigo lo afligía.
It was easy for the enemy to take something from him.
Era fácil que el enemigo le quitara algo.
Because he understood that there was a cheap price of that hair.
Porque entendieron que tenía un precio ese cabello.
She afflicted him by severing his heart.
Ella le rompió su corazón a él.
The Bible says in Proverbs 4:23.
La Biblia dice en Proverbios 4:23.
Keep thy heart with all diligence.
Guarda tu corazón.
For out of it are the issues of life.
Con toda diligencia, porque de ahí fluyen los problemas de la vida.
Samson could not keep his heart, but
Samson,
he was led by it.
No podía guardar su corazón, pero era guiado por él.
He was led by the goosebumps.
Estaba guiado por los sentimientos.
Oh God, I feel like preaching tonight.
Me siento como querer predicar.
Come on, let's lift up our hands for one moment.
Vamos a levantar las manos ahorita.
Feel like the Holy Ghost wants to help somebody in this place.
Siento que Dios nos quiere ayudar.
When Samson told of his heart,
cuando Sansón contó su corazón,
he never once spoke about consecration.
Él nunca habló de consagración.
When Samson told Delilah about his heart,
cuando Sansón habló de Dalila su corazón,
he talked about the thing that was convenient for him.
Habló de lo que lo convenía a él.
He talked about the thing that felt good to him.
Habló de la cosa que le gustaba a él.
He talked about the thing that brought him fame.
Habló la cosa del que traía fama a él.
He talked about the very thing that everybody could see.
Hablaba de la cosa de todos los que podían ver.
It was those mountaintop experiences.
Era las experiencias en la montaña
that the Philistines were concerned about,
que los filisteos los preocupaba,
because they saw as his hair was long,
porque miraban su cabello largo,
so was his strength,
y así era su fuerza.
But somewhere along the way,
pero en el camino,
we see that Samson's hair was cut off of him.
Miramos que el cabello fue cortado de Sansón,
and what he thought his heart was all about was severed,
y lo que él pensaba de que se trataba su corazón fue cortado.
And the moment that the adversary came upon him and afflicted him,
y el momento que el adversario vino a afligir,
the Bible says that he woke out of Delilah's lap.
La Biblia dice que se levantó de su sueño.
He got up and he said, "I'll shake myself like other times."
Se levantó y dijo, "Me sacudo como otras veces."
Unbeknownst to him, that his hair was gone.
Pero no sabía que su cabello ya no estaba.
His strength was taken away from him.
Su fuerza fue robada.
His power was taken away from him.
Su poder fue quitado.
And as I began to study today,
y empecé a estudiar mientras hoy,
there was an article that I read years ago about pickpocketers.
Hay un artículo que leí hace años de la gente que roba.
About these thieves that were good with stealing people's stuff.
Estos ladrones que eran buenos robarse las cosas.
As they were taking something that was valuable, like a wristwatch.
Cuando se robaban algo valioso como un reloj.
They would bump into you or distract you.
Te golpeaban o te distraían.
And they would apply pressure to that wrist.
Y aplicaban presión a esa mano.
Long enough to be able to unloose the latch of that watch.
Lo suficiente tiempo para soltar ese reloj.
As they're fooling around with your pockets.
Mientras están moviendo con tu bolsa.
As they're making your tie and your suit disheveled.
Mientras hacen juegan tu corbata.
They're holding pressure to this wrist.
Están teniendo presión en la mano.
And by the time they release from you,
y en el tiempo que te sueltan,
you're so concerned with all the other things that they touch.
Están preocupado por lo demás que tocaron.
That the pressure of their hand remains on your wrist.
Que la presión de la mano se mantiene ahí.
And the time that you want to access that valuable,
y el tiempo que quieres accesar eso valioso,
it's gone.
Ya no está.
Why so?
¿Por qué es así?
Because any pickpocketer knows,
porque cualquier ladrón sabe,
that if you apply enough pressure,
si aplica suficiente presión,
if you apply enough pressure,
si aplica suficiente presión,
that person will devalue that valuable on their wrist.
Esa persona pierde el valor de esa de cosa en su mano.
And that feeling of though, and that feeling you'll still feel as though you have that thing when it's really gone.
Y el sentimiento que sientes que todavía lo tienes cuando ya no está ahí.
That's what happened to Samson.
Eso es lo que pasó a Sansón.
Is when he stood up to shake himself as other times.
Cuando se paró a sacudir como otras veces.
He did not realize that the strength that was from God.
No se dio cuenta que la fuerza de Dios
had gone away from him.
Ya se le había ido.
And now he finds himself in prison.
Y ahora está encarcelado.
And some of you are waiting for the punchline. I'm going somewhere tonight.
Y algunos están esperando el punto. Estoy yendo un camino.
He finds himself enslaved by the adversary.
Se encuentra encarcelado por los enemigos.
And it wasn't necessarily something that he was willing to give over.
Y no necesariamente era lo que estaba dispuesto a dar.
But it was something easy that it was easily accessible by the adversary.
Pero algo fácil que el enemigo tuvo acceso.
Oh God. He was in love with the strength.
Estaba enamorado con las fuerzas.
He knew how to shake himself.
Él sabía sacudirse.
But my question to Samson is,
pero mi pregunta a Sansón es,
Samson, when was the last time you prayed for that strength?
Sansón, ¿cuándo es la última vez que oraste por eso?
Samson, when was the last time you communicated to God for that strength?
¿Cuándo es la última vez que te comunicaste con
or
Dios?
Did you just get so used to shaking yourself?
¿O solo te acostumbraste tanto a sacudirte?
God help us tonight.
Dios, ayúdanos esta noche.
And so now we see that Samson is in the prison.
Ahora miramos que Sansón está encarcelado.
No doubt it ran through his mind, the source of my strength is gone.
Y pasó por su mente la fuente de mi fuerza ya está.
He trusted so much in the vehicle of his strength.
Confió tanto en el vehículo de su fuerza.
That his ability to realize that his hair was gone was detrimental to him.
Que su habilidad de no darse cuenta de que su cabello ya no está.
If I can say this tonight, the Lord gave me a few things to share.
Si lo puedo decir esta noche, el Señor me dio algo compartir.
We can't be so in love with the vehicle of church.
No nos podemos enamorar con el vehículo de la iglesia.
But not be able to feel his presence at home.
Pero no sentir su presencia en la casa.
We can't depend on this one and that one's prayer life.
No podemos depender de la oración de alguien más.
That we don't have one of our own.
Que no tenemos una propia nosotros.
We can't count on those that worship in the front.
No podemos contar en los que adoran enfrente.
And think we are just going to benefit from them ushering the presence of the Lord in.
Y pensar vamos a beneficiar del trabajo de ellos.
But if we're going to have revival in Birmingham.
Pero si vamos a tener avivamiento en esta iglesia.
If we're going to have an even greater revival that's been prophesied.
Si vamos a tener aún más grande avivamiento.
We're going to have to do this thing together.
Vamos a tener que hacer esto juntos.
100% together.
100% juntos.
Everybody on deck.
Todos en frente.
Everybody praying in the Holy Ghost.
Todos orando en el Espíritu.
Every individual seeking his face.
Todo individuo buscando su rostro.
Every family coming together.
Toda familia viniéndose juntos.
Everybody interceding together.
Todos intercediendo juntos.
It was in that process of time.
Era en el proceso del tiempo.
That Samson found himself grinding.
Que Sansón se encontró moliendo.
And upon study tonight.
Y en el estudio esta noche.
There are two instruments used for biblical grinding.
Hay dos instrumentos que se usan en el molino.
One is the handheld grinder.
Uno es el molino de manual.
That would rotate in a circular motion.
Que giraba en una forma circular.
But some scholars would say that Samson.
Pero algunos decían que Sansón.
Was in a prison.
Que estaba en la cárcel.
With fetters on his hands and feet.
Con esclavos en la mano y los pies.
And his hands were attached to a grinding mechanism.
Y sus manos estaban atados a un molino.
Where he had to grind and walk in a circle.
Donde tenía que molir y caminar en círculo.
Samson, how did you find yourself in this position?
Sansón, ¿cómo llegaste en esta posición?
You're walking around in a circle with no vision.
Estás caminando en círculo sin visión.
Going through the motion.
Pasando por la moción.
Not being able to see in front of you.
Y no puedes ver enfrente de ti.
And now you have no strength.
Y ahora no tienes fuerzas.
You're in fetters that you used to can break so easily.
Estás en cadenas que antes podías quebrar.
All it would take is for you to call on that anointing.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es clamar esa unción.
All it would take is for you to shake yourself.
Todo lo que tienes que hacer es sacudirte.
And you'd be able to get out of this predicament.
Y podías salir de este problema.
But now the adversary has you.
Pero ahora el enemigo te tiene.
The adversary has afflicted and cut your hair.
El enemigo te ha afligido y cortó cabello.
It severed you from your power that you once felt.
Te desconectó del poder que sentías antes.
And as I began to read about Samson's plight.
Y mientras empecé a leer el problema de Sansón.
I can't help but to think
me acuerdo yo
that there are quite a few people in this room
que hay personas en este cuarto
that share in that feeling that Samson has.
Que comparten ese sentimiento que tiene Sansón.
That I'm just going through the motions.
Y estoy pasando por las mociones.
That I'm in a season right now where nothing is changing.
Estoy en temporada donde nada cambia.
I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing
estoy
right now.
Haciendo lo que tengo que estar haciendo.
But life feels like a prison.
Pero la vida se siente como estoy encarcelado.
I'm going in this circular motion and I'm not getting anywhere.
Estoy yendo en círculos y no estoy avanzando.
I keep going to church.
Sigo yendo a la iglesia.
I keep reading the word.
Sigo leyendo la Biblia.
I keep praying.
Sigo orando.
But nothing seems to be working right now.
Pero nada está funcionando.
It feels like my faith has waned away.
Se siente que mi fe se me ha acabado.
But the Holy Ghost has sent me here tonight
Pero el Espíritu me dijo esta noche para decirte
that in the middle of this season of grinding,
que en medio de esta temporada de dando molino,
if you'll put your faith in God,
si pones tu fe en Dios,
there's something that's growing again.
Hay algo que está creciendo otra vez.
There's something that's growing in your life.
Hay algo que está creciendo en tu vida.
There's a revival that's coming to your address.
Hay avivamiento que viene a tu dirección.
There's a miracle that's coming to your address.
Hay milagro que viene a tu dirección.
I don't know when it was the moment that Samson realized it.
Yo no sé cuándo se dio cuenta Sansón.
But his hair began to grow back.
Pero su cabello empezó a crecer.
And the strength wasn't in how long his hair was.
Y su fuerza ya no estaba dependiendo.
His strength was in the consecration.
Su fuerza estaba en su consagración.
It was in the uncut state of his hair.
Estaba en la cosa de Baquel.
Where his power lies.
Donde estaba su poder.
And it was in that moment that Samson found himself praying again.
Y en ese momento donde Sansón se
And he said, "Oh Lord God."
Y dijo, "Oh Señor Dios."
He said, "Remember me."
Acuérdate de mí.
I just wonder if that thief that was on the cross
Yo
in Luke 23.
Si el ladrón que estaba en la cruz.
If he said, "If Samson can say, 'Lord, remember me.'"
Si él dijo, "Sansón, acuérdate de mí."
I wonder if I can say, "Lord, remember me."
Me pregunto si yo lo puedo decir.
And it was that moment that Jesus said, "You'll be with me in paradise."
Y en ese momento Jesús dijo, "Estarás en mi paraíso."
I just want to tell somebody tonight that's in their grinding season.
Le voy a decir a alguien que está en el molino.
You're one prayer away from God turning it around.
Te falta una oración para que Dios lo
You're
cambie.
One prayer away from your faith being restored.
Te falta una oración para que restaure tu
You're
fe.
One prayer away just saying, "Lord, remember me."
Solo una oración de Dios, acuérdate
he
de
mí.
He
sees exactly where you are right now.
Él sabe dónde estás.
He knows exactly what you're going through right
sabe
now.
Sabe lo que estás pasando ahorita.
He knows exactly what you're feeling right now.
Sabe lo que estás sintiendo ahorita.
But in your grinding, don't give up.
Pero cuando estás moliendo, no te
in
rindes.
In your grinding season, don't die.
En tu molino, no te rindas.
There's something that's growing on the inside of you.
Hay algo creciendo dentro de
and
ti.
It's going to show up on the outside.
Y va a aparecer afuera.
Come on, let's worship the Lord for just a
Vamos
moment.
Vamos a adorar a Dios.
Instead of shaking himself,
en vez de sacudirse,
he began to shake the heavens with his prayer.
Empezó a sacudir el cielo.
He said, "Lord, strengthen me."
Señor, fortaléceme.
And that was a sign of restoration.
Era un señal de restauración.
I believe the Lord wants to restore strength to some people tonight.
Yo creo Dios quiere restaurar esta noche.
I believe the Lord wants to strengthen your prayer life
Yo creo
tonight.
Dios quiere restaurar tu oración.
I believe the Lord wants to restore some things to
Yo creo
you
Dios
tonight.
Quiere restaurar unas cosas
I feel
a ti.
This in the Holy Ghost right now.
Yo lo siento en el Espíritu.
There's about six of you that's in a grinding season
Hay como
right
seis
now.
Que están moliendo.
And you need God to restore your strength. Because you feel like I'm just about to throw in the towel.
Porque te sientes que vas a rendirte.
I'm just about to give up.
Sientes que te vas a rendir.
Pastor's been talking about getting in the flow.
El pastor ha estado hablando de moviéndote.
And all I feel is the prison chains.
Y todo lo que siento son las cadenas.
Bishop's been talking about mighty God.
El obispo está hablando de Dios poderoso.
And how he's able to deliver.
Y cómo puede liberar.
And how he's able to set free.
Y cómo puede liberar.
But I'm in a grinding season right now.
Pero estoy en temporada de molino.
And I need my hair to grow.
Y necesito que crezca el cabello.
I'm in a grinding season right now.
Estoy en una temporada moliendo.
And I need the Lord to pull me out.
Y necesito que Dios me saque.
Baby, all you gotta do is lift up one more prayer tonight.
Solo levanto una oración más.
Hallelujah. All you gotta do is lift up one more prayer tonight.
Solo levanto una oración más.
All you gotta do is lift up your voice one more
Solo
time
levanta
tonight.
Tu voz una vez más.
You may still grind, but there's something growing on you.
Tal vez estás moliendo, pero algo creciendo.
There's strength that's growing on you.
Hay fuerzas que están saliendo.
Don't give up and don't throw in the town.
No te rindas y no avientes la toalla.
But in your grinding season while you're praying,
en tu temporada de molino,
there's a special portion of this prayer that Samson says.
Hay una porción especial que Sansón oró.
He said, "Avenge me, Lord."
Dijo, "Véngate, Señor."
Avenge me.
Den venganza de mí.
For my two eyes.
Por mis dos ojos.
See, a lot of times we pray, "God, give me strength."
Muchas veces oramos, Dios, dame fuerza.
When we don't have a vision.
Cuando no tenemos visión.
That was the very thing that Samson in that moment needed.
Eso fue lo que Sansón ocupaba en ese momento.
Because if he would have got strength like other times.
Porque si hubiera recibido fuerza como otras veces.
He would have just broken out of the prison.
Solo se hubiera sacado.
Killed the Philistines like he always had.
Matado a los filisteos como antes.
But this time it was something important.
Pero esta vez era algo importante.
I need you to avenge me for my eyes.
Necesito que te vengues de mí.
Because every other time I was able to see my enemy.
Porque todas las otras veces podía ver mi enemigo.
And I can't see it right now.
Y no lo puedo ver ahorita.
Any other time I'd be able to see hope.
En otros tiempos miraba esperanza.
And I can't see it right now.
Pero ya no lo veo.
Any other time I'd been able to see the vision of my pastor.
En otros tiempos podía ver la visión.
But I can't see it right now.
Pero no lo puedo ver ahorita.
But Lord, if you remember me.
Pero Señor, si te acuerdas de mí.
Lord, if you'll avenge me for my two eyes.
Señor, si tomas revancha por mí.
I'll stretch myself for your kingdom.
Yo me retiro para tu reino.
Because I recognize, hallelujah, there's something that's growing.
Porque me acuerdo que hay algo creciendo.
There's something that's growing.
Hay algo creciendo.
There's something that is growing in me.
Hay algo que está creciendo en mí.
And so he found himself between these pillars.
Se encontró entre los dos pilares.
And the story goes that he began to push and he began to press.
Y empezó a empujar y empezó a puchar.
And it was in that day that he screamed, he cried out to the Lord.
Ese día clamó al Señor.
Kill me with these Philistines.
Mátame con estos filisteos.
Strengthen me one more time for this moment.
Fortaléceme una vez más por este momento.
But I can die with these Philistines.
Para que pueda morir con los filisteos.
I've got a problem.
Tengo un problema.
With the end of Samson's story.
Con el final de la historia de Sansón.
Because he spent a lot of time devaluing what God had given him.
Tomó mucho tiempo quitándole el valor a lo que Dios le dio.
He spent a lot of time gambling with his strength.
Tomó mucho tiempo jugando el albur con su fuerza.
And now, Brother Sam, he's killed more people in his death.
Y ahora el hermano Sam mató más en la muerte.
Than what he could have done while he was alive.
Que lo podía hacer en la vida.
I want to tell somebody tonight.
Le quiero decir a alguien esta noche.
Don't die in your grinding season.
No te mueras en tu temporada de molino.
Because God's got something greater for you while you are yet alive.
Porque Dios tiene algo más grande para ti.
You might be limping, but God's got something greater for you in His kingdom.
Pero Dios tiene algo más grande.
Don't wait until we've got you in a casket.
No te esperes cuando estás en la tumba.
Before we can try to save your family.
Antes que puedas salvar tu familia.
You can save your family even while you're grinding.
Puedes salvar tu familia en el molino.
You may not understand why you are where you are right
no entiendes por qué estás donde estás.
But there's something that's growing on you.
Pero algo creciendo en ti.
While you're alive, why don't we just have revival?
Mientras estás vivo, vamos a tener revival.
While you're alive, why don't we just see the miracles?
Mientras estás vivo, vamos a mirar milagros.
Let me reach for somebody that's in this room tonight.
¿Por qué no alcanzo a alguien que está en el cuarto?
You don't have to be a Samson and be buried under the rubble of your failure.
No tienes que ser Sansón y atado en tu error.
You don't have to be a Samson and be buried under the rubble of your mistakes.
No tienes que ser Sansón y atado en tu problema.
You don't have to be Samson and be buried under the name of the Philistines.
No tienes que ser enterrado en el nombre de Filisteos.
But tonight you can be buried in the name of Jesus.
Pero esta noche te entierras en el nombre de Jesús.
And have your sins washed away.
Y tus pecados limpiados.
What arose with Samson was a legacy.
Lo que se levantó en Sansón era legacía.
What arose with Samson was a story.
Era una historia en Sansón.
But what's going to arise with you when you come out of the water is power.
Pero lo que se levanta en ti es poder.
You can have power tonight in
Puedes
the name
tener
of
poder
Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
You can have your past washed away instead of on top of you.
Tu pasado puedes limpiarlo.
You can have your sins washed away instead of covering you.
Tus pecados los puedes limpiar.
You can be covered by the only saving name tonight.
Puedes ser cubierto con el nombre
For the Bible declares neither is there salvation
porque no hay salvación.
In any other for there's none other name
en ningún otro nombre porque no hay otro
under
nombre.
Heaven given among men
bajo los cielos dado
whereby
los hombres.
We must be saved
en el cual podemos ser salvos.
There's only one name tonight
solo hay un nombre esta noche.
And that name is Jesus.
El nombre es Jesucristo.
Is there anybody that's been buried in the name?
¿Habrá alguien que está enterrado en el nombre?
Is there anybody in this house that remembers when you were covered in?
¿Habrá alguien que se acuerda cuando se cubrió?
When you were covered in your sin.
Cuando te cubrí, estabas cubierto
en pecado.
When you
were covered in your shame.
Cuando estabas cubierto.
When you were covered in your iniquity.
Cuando estabas cubierto en tu iniquidad.
How many, oh God, how many in this place tonight, if you're honest with yourself,
¿cuántos en esta casa, si son honestos?
You find yourself in this season, you're grinding.
¿Te encuentras en esta temporada
I want
moliendo?
You to lift your hands in this place.
Quiero que levanten las manos.
Thank you for being honest.
Gracias por ser honestos.
Musicians, I want you to make your way.
Músicos, vengan.
Bible says where there is no vision.
La Biblia dice donde no hay visión.
The people perish.
El pueblo perece.
Oh God. The enemy wants your heart.
El enemigo quiere tu corazón.
But more than that, he wants your vision.
Pero más que eso, tu visión.
He saps your strength.
Él está tu fuerza.
So he can steal your hope.
Para robarte tu esperanza.
When he's got your vision,
cuando tiene tu visión,
there is no looking unto Jesus.
Ya no puedes mirar a Jesús.
When he's got your vision,
cuando tiene tu visión,
there is no looking unto the hills.
Ya no puedes mirar a la montaña.
When he's got your vision,
cuando tiene tu visión,
there is no unity.
Ya no hay unidad.
When he's got your vision,
cuando tiene tu visión,
oh God, you don't speak in faith.
No hablas en fe.
But we speak in criticism.
Pero hablas en crítico.
I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost.
Esta noche te digo en el Espíritu Santo.
That God wants to avenge you.
Que Dios quiere vengarse.
That God wants to restore you.
Dios te quiere restaurar.
That God wants you to. He wants to strengthen you.
Dios te quiere fortalecer.
I don't know who I'm talking to in this house tonight.
Yo no sé a quién le hablo esta noche.
Maybe it's those that are in this house. You feel like life is never going to change.
Tal vez son los que sienten que nada va a cambiar.
All you see is the grind.
Todo ves es el molino.
And you're just living life to die.
Y estás viviendo arriba
para abajo. But I'm telling you tonight, you can have a brand new life.
Pero este día puedes tener una.
I'm telling you tonight, you can have some joy restored back to you.
Puedes tener gozo restaurado.
I'm telling you tonight, in your grinding season, you can have a dance.
En tu temporada de moliendo puedes
I'm telling you, in your grinding season, you can have joy unspeakable.
En tu temporada puedes tener gozo.
I'm telling you, you've got all the questions and not enough answers.
Te digo, tienes preguntas y no respuestas.
But baby, there's one answer that you need tonight.
Pero hay una respuesta que necesitas.
And his name is Jesus.
Y su nombre es Jesús.
Jesus is your answer in
Jesús
this grinding
es tu respuesta
season.
Esta noche.
Don't you give up.
No te rindas.
Don't you give in.
No te rindas.
Don't you let the adversary steal your vision.
No dejes que el enemigo robe tu visión.
Don't you let the adversary steal your joy.
No dejes que el enemigo robe el gozo.
Don't you let the adversary steal your promise.
No dejes que el enemigo robe tu promesa.
Come on, let's stand to our feet in this room right
Póngase
now.
Póngase de pie.
Your hair is coming back.
Su cabello va a regresar.
God have mercy. If you raise your hand in this room,
si levantantes tu mano en este cuarto,
I want you to make your way to this altar.
Quiero que vengas al altar.
If you're in a grinding season right now,
estás en temporada de moliendo,
I want you to get as close as you can.
Quiero acércate lo más.
Oh no, I don't want you to kneel. I want you to stand to your feet.
No quiero que te arrodilles. Pónganse de pie.
Stand to your feet. You can't see where God is taking you right now.
No puedes ver dónde te va a llevar Dios.
You're just grinding.
Estás trabajando.
You haven't backslid.
No te has alejado.
You haven't given up completely.
No te has rendido completamente.
But your strength is weak tonight.
Pero tu fuerza es débil.
I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost.
Te digo esta noche en el Espíritu Santo.
He's going to restore you.
Él te va a restaurar.
I'm telling you tonight in the Holy Ghost.
Te digo esta noche.
He's going to give you your vision back.
Él te va a dar la visión para atrás.
The difference between you and Samson,
la diferencia entre tú y Samson,
is that you get to tap into this strength anytime.
Es que tú puedes conectarte cualquier tiempo.
In the Holy Ghost.
En el Espíritu Santo.
The difference between you and Samson,
la diferencia entre Samson y tú,
is his request was once more.
Es su una vez más.
Just one more time.
No más una vez más.
But can I tell you tonight?
Pero te digo esta noche.
You can oh God, you can renew your strength each and every day.
Puedes renovar tus fuerzas todos los días.
I know you're grinding right now.
Yo sé que estás moliendo.
I know you don't understand it right now.
Yo sé que no entiendes ahorita.
There's restoration that's coming to you.
Pero hay restauración que viene.
There's something that's growing in you right now.
Hay algo creciendo en ti.
There's something that's growing on you right
hay
now.
Hay algo creciendo en ti.
The Bible says the princes of this world.
La Biblia dice los príncipes de este mundo.
Had they known who Jesus was.
Si hubieran sabido quién es Jesús.
They would have never crucified him.
No lo hubieran crucificado.
Had they known the power of Samson.
Si hubieran sabido el poder de Sansón.
And who had given him the power.
Y quién le dio el poder.
They would have kept him shaven.
Lo hubieran dado seguro.
Telling you the adversary should have kept you out of the house of God tonight.
El enemigo te hubiera sacado de la casa.
The adversary should have killed you when he had the chance.
El enemigo te hubiera matado cuando
but
tenía
the
la
fact
oportunidad.
That you're in the house of the Lord tonight,
pero el hecho que estás aquí esta noche,
let hell know that there's something that's growing.
Deja el infierno saber
there's
que algo
something
creciendo.
That's growing in me.
Hay algo creciendo.
Come on, I wonder if you can reach over to somebody right now.
Oh, extiende tu mano al vecino.
Come on, you that are in that grinding season.
Tú que estás en la temporada.
I wonder if you can begin to pray for your sister right now.
Empieza a orar por tu hermana.
I wonder if you can begin to pray for your brother right now. God's going to pull you out of this.
Dios te va a sacar de esto.
You're going to get your joy back.
Vas a recibir gozo.
You're going to get your dance back.
Vas a recibir danza.
You're going to get your victory back
vas
tonight.
A recibir victoria.
Come on, church. I wonder if you can press in right now.
Yo quiero que oren ahorita.
Let's pray for these that are in the altar.
Vamos a orar por los que
come
están
on,
aquí.
Let's pray for these that are grinding right
vamos
now.
A orar por los que están
peleando. They're going to come out of this season
van a salir de esta temporada.
With more power.
Con más poder.
With more victory.
Con más victoria.
Come on, you're going to get your vision restored tonight.
Vas a
come on, let's pray.
Vamos a orar.
in this house right now. There's something that's happening in these altars. Come on, let's pray. There's a great anointing that's in this house. You're going to leave this place restored. Come on, let's pray. Else to pray with right now. Come on, I want you sister to sister, move to somebody. Brother to brother, find somebody else to pray with. Come on, there's something that's happening in the Holy Ghost.
Right
now. Come on, those that wait upon the Lord.
Los que esperan al Señor,
you shall renew your strength.
Su fuerza se restaurará.
Come on, there's a strength renewal that's taking place in this.
Hay fuerza restaurando ahorita.
Come on, you're gonna make it.
Lo vas a hacer.
You're gonna make it.
Vas a lograr.
You're gonna make it.
Vas a lograr.
Come on, I know you're tired.
Yo sé que estás cansado.
Come on, I know you're weak.
Yo sé que estás débil.
I know you're weary.
Yo sé que estás cansado.
You're grinding and wondering, God, where are you?
Estás doliendo preguntando a Dios.
He said, I'm growing something in you right now.
Dice, estoy creciendo algo en ti.
Greater faith.
Más cosas.
Greater hope.
Más grande.
Greater joy.
Ve más gozo.
Greater peace.
Paz más grande.
Come on, pray, pray, pray.
I'm not turning.